Hey everybody, welcome to Creek Hamsters episode 12. My name is Craig Deming. With me, like normal, Jonathan Reynolds and Skyler Moore. Jonathan is apparently a gopher now, and we welcome him to the gopher family.
I think that's going to throw the show off a little bit.
Him being a gopher?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why do you always lie to the audience about what I'm doing?
Oh, I always tell the truth. And he's raising his shirt and rubbing his nipple. Gross. That is an ingrown hair. Go to the doctor or pull it out or something. Ugh. Anyway, let's get to the point of the show.
0% of what he just said happened.
100%. He forgot to put the 1 and the 0 in front of that other 0. Topic. Ooh, let's try it again. What we do is we all bring a topic and we discuss them. We each bring our own. We're going to go with Skyler, then Jonathan, then me. Get it, Skyler.
Yeah.
All right. My topic this week is a little different. It is. I was thinking kind of along the lines of communism, but maybe a little more extreme. Would you rather have control over your money and be very poor and be free to make your own decisions about what you want to do with life? Or would you rather not ever see money, ever, but you work and other people take care of you?
Now my...
It just happens.
Wait. I didn't get that from the first time you went over this. So the first one is either you're free, but you're poor.
And right, you get to make your decision.
The second one is you work, and you're taken care of.
Yeah, you work both ways, but in the second option, you don't ever see the money. Somebody else manages it all for you.
But you're still taken care of.
Yeah, you're very well taken care of in that scenario. You just don't get to choose what happens with your money. Somebody chooses for you.
So really the difference is, you can either have a lot of money and someone spends it, but you don't get to pick how it's spent, or you can have very little money and pick how it's spent.
Yep.
Okay.
Like, you have no impact on how your money's spent, the second option.
Oh, that's...
And why?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it... Do I know the person who's spending the money for me? Do I trust them to spend it in a way that keeps me fed and gives me a bed and...
They're the government.
Keeps
it. Ooh. So maybe.
I guess I do. Yeah. Yeah, like if that's the way the government's set up, I would trust that. So I would probably pick the second one, just because it sounds as if, I don't know, I'd rather be provided for than not. I guess that option seems to have the most hope of any of the options.
Yeah.
And even then, I think that what happens in a culture that exists in a state like that is the currency changes from monetary things to something else. So think back to the first century Mediterranean world, which is where Jesus was. That culture is what we call like honor shame society. And so the way that worked, and this is really bizarre to us, it seems bizarre, but there are still honor-shame cultures in the world today. In an honor-shame society, what happens is as soon as you begin an interaction with somebody, you enter into a battle. So, any time that you enter into some kind of conversation with somebody that is not a part of your immediate family, you are entering into a battle where one person is going to walk away with some of the other person's honor. So think of it like everybody... Just they know in their head somehow how much honor a certain person has. And whenever you enter into a conversation, somebody's going to walk away with more honor than the other person. That's why a lot of the Sadducees and Pharisees were constantly challenging Jesus, is because they wanted some of his honor, because nobody ever beat him. So he just kind of had a ton of honor in this honor-shame society.
Gotcha.
So Jesus kept walking away with other people's honor in this honor-shame society when they would interact with him. But yeah, he... So anyway, I think... And I went over all that to say that I think that in that situation, there are still rich people and there are still poor people. The currency just changes to something else. So I would pick that just because I would be provided for, and then I would figure out how to be rich a different way.
Gotcha. Not a bad answer.
I myself think I would go with the same one.
Yep.
Because I don't consider myself bad with my finances, but I know that there are people that are much better than me with my finances. So, yeah. J- Jonathan just showed that he would be better, and I would disagree. So, I don't know. You only buy random things 4 times a day? Five?
Yeah, about 6 or 7.
It would be exciting. I mean, you never know what was coming.
Boy, if I love surprises just a little bit more, I'd have Jonathan control my finances. But, okay. Yeah, I really do think that the first one, yeah, I'd have the freedom to spend. Well, actually, if everything I do, I have my finances, but then I'm not giving it back to God at all, then aren't we kind of doing the wrong? Because we don't know the government's going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the church would be taken care of, too, in that scenario.
Oh, then.
But that doesn't mean they'll have excess to do things with.
The government gets to choose how much the church has, then?
Yeah. Just like they choose for you, like, you won't necessarily have a whole lot of excess, but you'll never worry about anything, about whether lights and stuff stay on, or whether you'll have food or not.
You said a whole lot of excess, so I will eventually have a little bit at points?
I mean, more than you would, like, if you're poor, you would have extra food. You wouldn't be wanting for extra food or anything like that.
Yeah, I think the second one, then.
Yeah.
By the way, this scenario is very confusing to me.
Sorry, but I didn't phrase it right.
It's okay. I would still pick the second one, because the first one just sounds like the worst.
So. Also, there are evil badgers in the second one that will chase you and kill you. So.
But in the second one, you will have $3, and in the first one, you'll have $2.
But the $2 will only equal $1.5 because of the currency change from the second to the first one.
Also, it's cloudy.
Some people would prefer the second scenario, like you said, for the sake of being able to do more with their time. They go to work and they don't have to worry about bills or money or anything like that, so they feel a little more free and relaxed to go surf somewhere, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Go make a trip and serve with their time instead of having to worry about how much money they have to do things with.
Yeah.
And there wouldn't be poor people necessarily either if they're all taken care of as well, right?
Yeah, but there would be, like I said before, I think there would be poor people. There would be poor in different ways, but there would still be looked down upon by other classes of people.
I got you.
I think people inherently create class systems.
Yeah.
I think either way I'm going to be seen as a poor person. So, just saying.
Okay.
I think, for me, I would probably go with the first, just for the sake of having the freedom to go do some things with my money and to make decisions. Like, it stresses me out sometimes, but there's part of me that enjoys whenever I can save up enough money for something that I really want.
Yeah.
That's a really good feeling for me.
Yeah.
It just means a little more too. I don't know. It does sound nice to not have to worry about money ever, and because it's one of the biggest stresses in life is trying to figure out how you're going to get by and whether your job is something you can count on, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
Well, I think for all of us, we've been at the point where we've had very little money and had the freedom to spend it, and we've realized how not fun that is. So we're looking at the other side of the fence and never have been there.
And I think that at some point, depending on how little money you have, you really don't have a freedom on how you can spend it. If I have $5 a week, there's not really that freedom to go spend it on a movie instead of buying food. I mean, yeah, you could make that decision, but it would be your last decision. I mean, there's not really a freedom. And you know, the thing with money is it really is just I read this in a book the other day. Money is just another expression of power. Because what power is just the ability to have more options. When you are a powerful person, you have more options to pick from in given situations. And money just gives you more options. So I think money is an expression of power. So I think a lack of money at that
makes
point
you weak.
I think that you're actually less free in the first option than you are in the second option.
That's possible. Yeah. It all really just depends, like you said, on how you view money and power and things like that.
Yeah.
Which is more freeing to you to have the choice or to not have the worry.
Yeah. All right. Greg, you texting there instead of being in charge?
Yeah, someone's asking me to buy something for him. That's all. Sorry. So, second topic is not really a topic as much as it is a silly game for children. So, Jonathan, go ahead and explain to our audience what we're dealing with.
This is a silly game for children. Adults play this all the time.
Yeah, adult children. Go ahead.
Right now, adult children.
That's the name of a book. It's a good book. It's called Adult Children. Anyway.
Right now.
The game we're going to play is 20 questions. I have thought of a movie in my head. Skylar and Craig are going to play against me. So, Skylar and Craig, in case the people in the that are listening, and by that I mean Michael, if Michael doesn't know how to play the game works like this. You guys are going to work together, converse with each other, and come up with questions that are yes or no questions to ask me. I will then only be able to say yes or no to your questions, and you all will have to go from there. Your goal is to guess what movie I'm thinking of in 20 questions or less. So, before you all turn to me and ask me a yes or no question, make sure that you all agree on what question you want to ask. Otherwise, you might waste a question. Do you guys get it? You guys understand?
Yeah. We may just take turns.
You guys can do that too.
Take turns and shots at this.
That's fine.
Do you have a... That's the theme for us, is movies?
It's a movie. Yeah. So,
It's a movie.
Okay.
And if this goes by quickly, we have a second one ready, but we'll see.
You want to start?
Yeah, I can start this off.
Are you guys taking turns? Is that how you're going to do this?
Yeah.
I think you should probably work together.
No, we'll take turns.
Okay. If it gets close and one of us feels like we know something...
How about the first 10 questions, we take it turn by turn, so we'll get 5 each, and then we'll work together on the bottom half.
Okay. I like it. That's the best way to take it.
All right, here we go.
All right, do you want to use our first 2 questions to each guess a movie so that we can destroy this?
How awesome would it be if we nailed it?
I mean, it's possible.
Skylar, ask him if it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
I don't know if I want
to
ask that.
I need you to ask him if it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Sorry, Craig, you've got a
and
question coming
up. And then if it's not,
up.
I'll ask if it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs, too.
So,
it's good.
I know that you said the rules to this game, so I'm going to ask you what genre this movie is.
You can't. It doesn't have
Do
to be
you?
Yes or no. It has to be
Do
yes or no.
Do you understand words?
Skylar,
it has to be yes or no.
Listen... Skylar was hoping that you would give us some sort of weird rule twist like he did with his last topic to where maybe you might answer the question.
So, now that I'm rerouting my question.
Okay, you're rerouting.
Rerouting.
Rerouting. Is this an action movie?
I would say yes, it has action in it.
Okay.
Is... I wish I had gone first, because that was the easiest question to ask, is trying to figure out what genre it was. It's an action movie.
Just to clarify that answer, yes, it has action in it.
In it, okay.
I don't know if people would primarily qualify
it
as an
action
movie.
Do you consider it funny?
No.
Okay, good.
Is it from after the year 2010?
No.
That's a good question.
Okay.
I like that question. So you basically asked, was it within the last 5 years? Has action in it. He doesn't find it funny, but it has action in it.
Yeah, it's before 2010. He said it's not an action-specific movie. It might be something else.
Is it a... feel like I might know the answer, but I'm going to keep going.
You think you know it already?
I have an idea of what it might be.
Craig's good at this game.
Apparently, if I'm right, then I'm really good, but I doubt I am.
Okay.
But, are there at least 2 male... actors that are main characters in it?
No.
Ooh.
So, not at least 2.
So it has to be 1 male actor.
Or none.
Knowing Jonathan, This is Brokeback Mountain.
That's not even... First off, I've never seen that movie. Second off, there are two main adult male actors in that movie.
How do you know? Have you seen it?
I don't want to play anymore.
That's one of Craig's questions, just so you
know. That's not a...
No. Okay. All right.
For my question...
I have the IMDb pulled up, so you guys can ask specific questions if you want. I can get you stuff.
Okay. Well, we know it's after...
Ask if you've seen it.
Well, I think you would pick one that I've seen, so...
It would be lame if you picked one neither of us had seen.
Yeah. For my question... I had a good one. Is it sci-fi?
IMDb lists it as sci-fi as being one of its main genres.
Yes. Okay.
You said sci-fi? What?
Yep. Science fiction. Action.
Science fiction is one of the three qualifying genres that IMDb gives it.
Science fiction. Action. Not funny.
Before 2010.
Before 2010.
One or less main male actors.
Are there aliens in it?
No.
Okay. Clear some things up. Lord of the Rings is out, because that's a whole lot of main male characters.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Does it have to do with romance?
Are you asking me if there's anything in the movie that has to do with romance? If any part of the story has to do with romance?
Is it based around a romance?
No.
Two characters trying to get together?
No.
Okay.
My advice to you all would be don't try and figure out what the movie is yet. Keep asking questions. Because I don't think you can figure it out on what you have right now.
And I don't even know what to ask.
Do you think there are any listeners right now who think they know what it is and they're just furious?
Maybe.
Because you guys aren't getting it? I don't think so. Not yet.
We have a movie lover.
Yeah, that's true. We do have a movie lover. Something before 2010 with one or less male actors.
Gosh.
But don't think about that yet. Just think about... Keep asking more questions.
It's not a love story, and that eliminates quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
Have Skylar and I both seen it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He knows that I've seen it.
That's a good sign.
Yeah?
I don't know if Babel is sci-fi, though.
Babel is not sci-fi. Oh, my gosh.
And there's quite a bit of romance in that one. And definitely more than one main male actor.
Yeah, that little boy behind the rock.
He's out.
What do you mean he's out?
You know what he means.
He's out of the running for possible movies.
Oh, yeah, he's out.
That's not what he meant.
All right. Enough talk about that. I didn't bring it up or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, it hurts to hold my fingers like this. Come on.
It's because you don't work out enough, apparently.
Because you have weird hands.
Maybe we just don't answer and he has to hold his hands like that for longer.
I'm just going to hold up this one.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. A little bit of action. Sci-fi. Is the setting Earth?
Yes.
Okay.
There's also no aliens.
Right. No aliens, we're on Earth. It's not some sort of weird, like, Narnia dimension or anything like that.
Is there a monster?
Yes.
Oh, nice, Craig. Alright, that was our 10. We have to get more clever now.
Oh, gosh.
Monster movie.
That I've seen. Think how many monster movies I don't watch.
He said it wasn't romance, so that rules out Super 8, and Super 8 came out, I think, probably after 2010.
Did Cloverfield?
And that was Aliens. Well,
yeah,
that was
Aliens. Yeah,
those are both aliens. But it's a monster that's not an alien. Interesting.
I think it's Sharktopus.
I don't know what a Sharktopus is, so hopefully
let not. Let me clarify. You asked me if it has a monster. It does have a monster. That doesn't mean it doesn't have multiple ops monsters.
Okay. In Evolution, were those aliens or were those just monsters?
I don't know. I've never seen Evolution.
Oh, man. It's too bad.
Ask me more movies with monsters if I've seen them or not. Be my memory. We'll narrow it down to like 3 movies because I've only seen like 3 movies with monsters, I think.
Why don't you just keep asking me questions? There are lots of good questions that you all haven't asked me yet.
Okay. Has it been rebooted?
No.
So it's one time only hit. Not Godzilla, then.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff you could ask, so that's 11. But there's a lot of stuff you could ask, like, lots of movies are based on books now. Is it...
Stop giving us ideas.
Is it a period piece?
Hey, are you on our team?
Is it...
The answer is no, stop.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, we gotta figure this out.
We are at 11, though.
Yeah. I'm not saying we don't need the help. We need the help.
It's not a reboot, so that knocks out a ton of the...
Should we ask if it has a sequel?
Mm.
Probably not, since it was made before 2010.
Yeah.
We don't know when exactly, but it
could be a sequel, though. You're right. We can do that. I don't see why not.
You want to ask that?
Yeah. Is it a sequel or is it one movie?
Is it a part of a series?
No. It is okay. Not part of a series.
Okay. One-run movie. One-run movie. One or less male main characters.
With one or more monsters.
One or more monsters.
That sounds like a horrible math equation.
Trust me, it feels like a horrible math equation.
I wonder what Jorge considers a monster.
Sasquatch.
Let's just delve into my mind. What is a monster?
It's not an alien.
Women?
Apparently.
You think it's women? Yeah. Maybe he doesn't see it as a romance because women scare him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Do we solve it basically just now?
No.
No, that, come on. That was towards Skylar. You put that finger down. That's what I'm going to do next time I ask him a question. I'm going to be like, oh, I was asking Skylar, not you.
What has monsters in it?
Monsters Inc. does.
Yeah, but that's 2 male main characters ruled out.
I want to ask him if when I watched it, was I scared or not? I really want to.
Sure, why not?
But I don't know if he was even there.
Well, it's worth asking.
That could also be a question, you know.
Yeah, but that's a
lot
of questions.
That's not
going to
help us. Yeah. Are you going to ask him that? Is it something that would scare Craig?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Something that would scare Craig.
With monsters.
But you watched it. How crazy is that? Why would Craig watch something that would scare him?
Why indeed?
Okay, it could be Keith. It could be Dawn of the Dead.
I guess you could consider that a monster.
I would consider that a monster.
Okay, I want to go back on something. I'm not 1,000% sure Craig has seen it, but I'm like 95% sure Craig saw it.
You dirty, dirty, dirty man.
Oh man, that just threw us real hard.
I feel like we get to get an extra question off of that.
Well, you guys need to learn to use all of your questions before you get an extra question. By this rate, it's going to be another hour before you need your extra question.
Well, at least we don't have to play the other horrid game after this horrid game, because this horrid game's taking too long. How good.
This was fun.
Monsters. Something Craig's afraid of. Not Lord of the Rings. May or may not have seen it.
It's at least 5 years old.
At least 5 years old. Not a romance.
So many questions you're not asking. All right. I just want to help.
This one's for me.
Okay.
Is it one that came up in our movie trivia game? Is it one of those movies?
No.
Okay. Makes that a lot. That doesn't help you very much.
How many movie trivia games have you guys ever played?
We've been playing via the text message.
Yeah, since that trip, we've been playing.
Okay, weird. That's cool.
So it's not the Goonies. That would have been a good option.
The Goonies?
I still haven't seen that movie.
Or,
so
not the Goonies. It's not a...
You thought I'd be scared of the Goonies?
No, I'm thinking of the Mugwimes.
So let me, because here's what I'm going to do, since I might be messing up the correct question. I'm 100% sure that Skylar and I saw this together. I'm like 90% sure, Craig, you were there.
Well, it's off my shoulders, though. Skylar was there 100%. Skylar, what is it?
It's not aliens.
No, I don't have to care.
And it's not two main male characters.
Ask him if you saw it in theaters or at a house.
Okay. Theaters or in a house?
Theaters.
Watched it in theaters. Ooh. Something that would scare Craig.
Is it I Am Legend?
It could be I Am Legend. It could also be Resident Evil.
Did I see that with you guys?
I don't know if you got dragged to that one. It's possible.
I feel like I might have, but I really hope not. I did see Resident Evil with you guys.
I Am Legend.
That's with that dumb girl, right? And you guys love that?
Yes. Yeah, it's not two main male characters, so that's a good sign.
I Am Legend. Would you count the little boy as the main character in I Am Legend?
I probably would.
But would Jonathan? Or does he not count little boys?
You can ask me.
I don't think it matters.
But that's a waste of our questions, Jonathan. We don't have
you
enough.
You're not even going to use eight. You're running out of questions. You ran out of questions 5 questions ago.
Hey, we're doing good.
I asked if there was a monster in it. That's very important for me to know. Also, you didn't lie about the answers you gave us.
Monsters.
Why don't you just...
It's one that we watched. What movies have we watched that Craig's been there and been afraid of?
Audience, Jonathan is putting a finger gun into his mouth, firing it back, and then showing us that he doesn't bleed. He only gets stronger. Weird.
Sorry, Jorge, we're having a tough time.
Skyler, you were there. Come on, buddy.
I know I was. I'm trying to think of movies that I've seen with Jorge, and it's a decent amount. It's not a love story. All the Supermans are out. Batman movies are out because there wasn't really any monsters in there. Jurassic Park movies are out. I don't know that I've watched any
of those. There's more than one male actor in almost all the Jurassic Park movies.
Yeah.
Plus, we saw it in theaters. None of the Jurassic Park movies did we see in theaters together. Or at least you and him.
The Hobbit has too many main male.
Come on, Skyler. Monsters. You gotta think monsters.
It is after, you're right. I'm trying to think of movies that we watched even in theaters. We didn't go to very many. Maybe we did, I'm just forgetting.
Is it I Am Legend, Skyler?
It's not I Am Legend.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Skyler seems pretty convinced it's not I Am Legend. Can I waste a question on it?
Go for it. We've got a few. I'm still trying to recall movies that I've watched before you.
Hey, Jonathan, is it I Am Legend?
It is I Am Legend, Craig.
Boom.
Wow,
I Am Legend. Congratulations, you all did it.
You consider those monsters?
Yeah. They're
zombies.
Mutated humans.
Zombies are monsters.
Yep.
Like, zombies fit into the category of monsters.
And I was there, and I did get scared. Yeah. At 2 points, I think.
Oh, man. That scene when he goes into that room with the flashlight, and it's just...
Exactly.
Holy cow.
One
of the most scary moments in movie history to me.
See, and I couldn't decide whether zombies were monsters or not.
You could ask me. We didn't ask me any questions.
You guys had it figured. Craig had it figured out about 6 minutes ago.
Yeah, Craig does pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It really helps when you can tell me if, one, I've seen it, and two, if I was scared of it or not.
Yeah, I didn't remember. All I remember about I Am Legend is Phil, because he was sitting next to me, and during that moment with the dark room, Phil turned to me and said, "This is the scariest thing I've ever seen."
That's funny.
It was PG-13. I forgot about that.
Then we were going to go. See, the questions I was thinking that would be so good was, is it based on a book? Because I Am Legend is. Is it a movie that we went to go see at 12:01?
Yeah, that would have been useful.
Actually, a lot of the movies we saw around that time were at 12:01, so it wouldn't have narrowed it down that much.
I think it would have narrowed it down to like 15. You guys want to have
sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I want one of you to come up with one and see if I can guess it really quick. Well, give me a time limit, though.
Let's see.
You want to do it or you want me to?
I'll let you do it, Craig. That should be more interesting. Jorge and I think too much alike.
Okay, but if I don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you I don't know. It won't count against you, but I just won't know the answer.
I can help you.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can. You guys can work together if you want.
Should we step out of the room for a second?
No, I'm just going to unplug the mic.
Oh, he's going to unplug the mic.
Okay, here's what... Wait. Before you do that, I'm going to just pause the podcast and we'll come back when they're ready with their question.
Okay,
here we go. All right, we are back, everybody. Skyler and Craig are going to give me their 20 questions movie for me to guess. Are you guys ready?
Do it.
For me to start? Okay, did it come out after the year 2000?
No.
Okay. Is this movie based on a book?
No.
Does this movie exist in part of a series?
No.
Okay. So it's a one-off. Is this a movie that we have all seen together?
No.
Is this a movie that we have all seen?
Yes. We're pretty confident that's a yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this movie a cult classic in that it has a cult following because it's very popular?
No.
Okay.
It's well known, but it's not a cult following one.
Okay. Is this movie sci-fi?
Yeah, I would consider it sci-fi.
Is it primarily a sci-fi, though?
Yes.
Get more specific on primarily.
Is that how most people would qualify this movie as a sci-fi?
I think yes. We're going to go with yes.
It's got two main topics, but yeah, that's one of them.
That would be one.
Like with I Am Legend, I would have primarily qualified it as a thriller or a horror movie.
Out of two, you have one of the what they would qualify as a sci-fi.
Yeah, you got one of the main categories.
Okay. Is the other category comedy?
Yes.
A comedy sci-fi from before 2000. Is it Galaxy Quest?
No.
I don't know if Craig's seen that.
Yeah.
I have seen Galaxy Quest.
One of the funniest movies ever made. Okay. Does it take place on Earth?
Yes.
Man. Okay, I have 10 questions left. Did you guys make this really hard on purpose?
I mean, somewhat. We wanted it to be a challenge.
Is it Ghostbusters?
Nope.
Gosh dang it.
That is too obvious, and it's also part of a series. Ghostbusters is.
Oh, good call.
Sci-fi... But you did get to use that 11th question really well.
Sci-fi comedy that takes place before 2000 that we've all seen.
You can forfeit.
Is it directed by Steven Spielberg?
We don't know, but I think it's safe to say no.
It's not.
No. No, it's not. Skyler confirms.
Is it...
No, it's not. A bunch of clicking noises.
So that's number 12. Is it Gremlins?
Nope.
Oh, that's series 2.
Gremlins is serious? I've never seen that movie.
It's a series.
It's a series.
I was like, it's serious?
That's what I was talking about earlier when I said the mugworms.
Oh, okay.
All right. Does Craig like this movie?
Nope. I can't give a yes or no on it because it's neutral. I don't hate the movie.
Okay, that's number 13. Does Skyler like this movie?
Yes.
I shouldn't have asked. That doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah, he likes all movies.
Good news.
Oh, sci-fi comedy that's not Galaxy Quest or Gremlins or Ghostbusters. Okay, think, Jonathan, think.
No, come on. What do you got?
Easy.
Is one of the main characters black?
No.
So it's not Men in Black, then. Okay.
Hey, did we get the timeline thing right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
It's not Men in Black. Oh, Men in Black is a series. Stupid. Why?
Come on, buddy. Thanks for asking Men in Black, though.
All right. Comedy sci-fi. Is this a movie?
Yes.
That
oh.
we have talked about before.
If we did, it was in a reference in passing. It's not a...
It's a small... If we have talked about it one time, maybe. What, how many questions is that? 14?
That's 15.
15. Good.
Do I like this movie?
Hmm. That's hard to say.
Yeah, we won't count that against you because we don't know.
I would guess yes, if that helps you, but we won't count it as a question.
So five more.
It's well known. That's the thing that's killing me. There's a lot of little ones that wouldn't be well known. I'm trying to think. Sci-fi comedy. Is it The Mask?
No. I like that guess, but no.
Did it come out? I have four more guesses. Did it come out after 1990?
Yes.
Yeah.
Between 1990 and 2000. Good night, Papa Bear.
Is that a guess?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't see that movie. Yeah.
Sci-fi comedy. All right. This is killing me. Oh, this is a nightmare.
Yeah,
I should be able to get this.
It's not fun.
Yeah, but mine's going twice as quickly as yours did.
Yeah, it's true. You're not as close either. It's okay, though.
I'm not going to get it, am I?
That's all right.
That's not a question.
You have half the answers.
No, please.
Or you have half the questions.
Does this take place in... Does this movie take place in the future?
No.
Mm-hmm. It takes place in the present, okay?
Not our present, but the present for... 1990 through 2000.
It was present for his time, is what he's saying. The movie didn't go in the year 2015. So is what he meant. It is present for its time.
Okay, I have three more guesses?
You have three more.
Is this movie a superhero movie?
No. We made sure it wasn't because I was afraid you'd be able to figure that out too quick.
This is something really obscure, isn't it?
Is that a question?
No. I was just talking to myself.
Don't answer. Don't answer.
Oh, man. Is it... I'm just going to guess two movies off the top of my head.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry.
Is it The Neverending Story?
Nope.
No.
Is
that on Earth?
Yeah, part of it takes place on Earth.
Nice.
There's Bastion is the guy in the other world. I don't forget what the kid's name is in this world. Mm. Alright. Last
and
guess.
And it's a series.
Yes. And so was my other one. I was going to guess Ninja Turtles. But no.
Ooh, close one.
Close with Ninja Turtles?
Oh, no. I mean, close. You almost wasted your last guess on another series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I was like,
it's not close to Ninja Turtles.
Okay, I'm going to think through
what if
Saturday
he guessed
Night
the
Live movies is going to be what I guess.
You're
going to
what?
I'm going to think through Saturday Night Live movies.
What does that even mean?
Like movies made by SNL studios.
Oh.
Like Night at the Roxbury, that kind of thing.
Is that a sci-fi?
No. I'm just trying to think if there are any sci-fi. Okay, last guess. Here we go. This one's good. It's not good, never mind. That one takes place in space, not on Earth. I was going to guess Spaceballs.
Nope. And wasn't that in the 80s?
Maybe.
Or was that early 90s?
That was early 90s, I bet.
The Neverending Story. Okay, is it... UHF with Weird Al?
No.
Is that
right.
Sci-fi?
There are sci-fi elements in it. I just wanted to be done. I couldn't figure it out. So what was it?
Well, we're going to give you hints till you guess it. This
oh my gosh.
Be
okay,
more
give
effective.
Give me hints.
Well, the biggest one would be to tell you who the main actor is.
Okay.
That would give it away pretty fast. We'll go with, it's about a scientist.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
It is not that, but that is a good guess.
About a scientist. Does the scientist go mad?
He invents something.
Young Frankenstein.
Something new.
Nope. It does come to life, though.
I don't know. I need another hint. My brain's not going anywhere.
Well, we know where our last one's going to go to. It could be considered a children's movie.
Nothing.
Do you remember who did that? Was it Disney?
No, it wasn't Disney.
Okay.
Nor, I don't think it was Nickelodeon either.
He invents something.
I'm not sure who it was.
It is live action, but it has CGI in it.
Space Jam.
Not Space
black,
Jam.
Black character.
And it's not cartoonized. It's.
What if we tell him something that happened to the actor?
Okay. He's at a basketball game at some point.
No, not. I mean the real actor.
Oh, we're going to try and get him to guess the actor?
Well, yeah, because then maybe he could figure it out.
Okay, you can tell me something that happened to the actor.
Oh, he died recently.
Heath Ledger?
It's not Heath Ledger. I don't know if he was doing very many movies in the 90s. But
Heath Ledger. A cartoon.
But he's dead. That's what you need to know. The actor that was in the movie we're talking about is dead.
He does a lot of comedies. Or he did. That was his main genre.
Okay. Lots of comedy.
You should have something now. You should have something.
I don't know who it is.
We know it, so it's easy. He's got a lot running around there.
He knows movies. He should have this. You're going to be disappointed you don't know right now.
That's okay. I've already.
At least the actor. Not necessarily the movie, but the actor you should know by now.
He died recently?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is. His invention is. His invention allows him to fly at the point in the movie. It's not based around that, but that's one of its features.
There it is.
That's great. Nailed it.
You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't believe you picked Flubber. Who picks Flubber?
Greg does. That's why I asked him to pick.
Tell him the other movie I picked before? Forgotten.
You picked Forgotten, but we didn't know if you watched that with us.
I haven't seen that.
Okay,
good. Good thing we didn't pick that one then. Anyway,
job,
well done. We're proud of you.
Way to go, team. That was great. Good job. Okay, next topic.
Remember when we had 8 questions left and we figured it out, but he couldn't figure out ours?
Hey, we had
Flubber! Yours was Flubber! Who picks Flubber? It's about
people who
want to
win pick Flubber.
At one point, the Flubber starts dancing to like this horrible Macarena. Who picks that movie?
So
the Flubber is dancing. Oh.
So, would you say it's a movie that you like?
Yes.
Whoa.
There it is.
I like Flubber.
All right, now that Jonathan's 4-hour topic, not topic, is over, and we have proven to him that we are better than him at his own game.
You all worked on a team and didn't have to guess Flubber.
To be continued.
We're going
to
go on to
gosh, dang it.
My topic, which is what do you think should be in weddings in general, or how do you think a wedding should go in general?
What do you
think? You want
to
start?
I mean, my desire, if I got to plan a wedding, it would be me and the person I'm getting married and nobody else there.
Yeah!
So you think it should be a private event for everyone?
No, I actually think, like in my head, philosophically and theologically, I think weddings should be in front of the community, because I think it's important to say your vows in front of other people. I think that's very important. But because I hate PDA and can't like do anything in front of other people, then I have no desire to. Like, the thing that scares me most is having to kiss somebody in front of a crowd of people.
Really?
That sounds terrifying.
That's actually the only way I'll kiss someone, is if people are watching.
That's disgusting. Hey, Jonathan, can you come in my room for a little bit? My girlfriend's here.
That's such a weird voice. So you think, at least for, in general, it needs to be out in the public, or at least the community,
yeah,
you said.
I think it's important to say your vows in front of the community. I think that's part of what makes a wedding a wedding. Like, you can go... I think that before you get married, like, the... I don't know if you guys know the way this works, but typically before you get married, you go and get your marriage license, but I don't think you're technically qualified as being married until you say your vows in front of a group of people. I think that's what marriage really is those vows being said in front of people so that they can be the ones who keep you accountable for what you vow. Because in my head, I read my favorite book on marriage still is the book by Timothy Keller called The Meaning of Marriage. And I love his thought on it. He says that no two people are just incredibly compatible. He says everybody is incompatible with everybody. They're just degrees of incompatibility. And some people are more incompatible with you, and some people are less incompatible with you. But what a relationship is, and what marriage is, it's just deciding to be committed to somebody, regardless of the fact that you guys are incompatible. So, when you get up in front of that stage, on that stage, you're not saying that you're going to be attracted to that person forever. You're not saying that that person is the most compatible person with you in the world. What you're saying is, I'm committed to you regardless of what changes and who you are and that kind of thing. And so I think it's important to do that in front of people, because I think people who go to weddings, I think it is their job to keep the people who are getting married accountable.
That's really cool.
So yeah, I think it is important to do it in front of people.
Would you remove the kiss from your wedding?
Yes. We could,
yes.
Like,
so you'd be okay with
high
the whole
five.
Wedding, but just remove the kiss?
Yeah, we could, like, throw something at each other.
Oh, you guys could do a secret handshake in front of everyone.
No, that's still touching, Craig.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If we could just, like, pass a ball. Could we pass the marriage ball?
I mean, Craig's sister did something pretty cool at her wedding.
What'd she do? Why do I have to ask
she
you
to
know?
She did a little disc golf basket, and they both threw little frisbees into the disc golf basket together.
Did one of them miss?
No, but they put it far enough away that somebody could have. So,
impressive.
It was impressive, yeah.
Very impressive.
Well, listen, Josh thought that was a job for quite some time, so
might
he treated
still.
It. Yeah, he still might think it's a job, so. Okay, so how about this? More along the lines of what you want in a wedding, Jonathan. Let's hear that.
What I want.
So, yeah, what do you want in your wedding? Not so much in general. Let's focus on your wedding.
Very
how do you think it should go?
Specifically?
Yeah. Give me at least 5 things.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. Phil does the wedding.
Okay.
What
if he's dead?
Then Phil's ghost comes back to do the wedding.
Okay, that's good.
Maybe Brenton.
Also, there is a rope to keep Brenton out of the wedding. And there's like one person that is their job is to stop Brenton from being able to enter the grounds.
Ooh. You might want to put 2 people on that job. Brenton's pretty impressive.
He's very sneaky, isn't he?
Okay, so that's 2. Team. What's your third?
Lily and Ruby are the flower girls.
Okay. 3?
That's super weird.
Can you imagine that? And Skylar, I would make you walk them down the aisles.
That's 4
then.
I thought
we were just going to let them run free.
No.
They never make it up there. Alright, Jonathan, one more thing for your ideal wedding. Besides Brenton not being able to get in. doing the... Yeah, he's doing the wedding, but I thought there was another thing.
Okay,
what's your last thing?
I'll just pick one more thing. The bear from the 2 Chronicles of Narnia is there.
Does he say Aslan?
Yes. he does. That is all he says.
That's man, that's so funny. That's a pretty good wedding.
That's what he says as soon as we get married. Instead of saying Mazel Tov or something, it's just, you just hear in the distance, Full Aslan.
That was so funny in that movie. Remember laughing so hard? We all laughed so hard at that bear.
Indeed.
Skyler.
Oh, yes.
Five things.
Five things I would want at my wedding. And these also go for things that I would enjoy for other people to have in their wedding. I enjoy a short ceremony.
Yeah!
Where they get to the point, maybe a couple good scriptures, and a prayer together, and then ending it. I would enjoy an inexpensive reception, one that there's some food, but maybe not enough for everybody. And
wait, what? You don't want enough food for everyone at your reception?
I don't think it should be a requirement. I think there will be, but I don't think it should be, like...
Expected
at weddings, like, oh, there's going to be enough food. There will be food there, and...
They're going to feed us.
Yeah. I think... What else do I think? I would like to have different songs besides the original wedding songs that most people play during the ceremony.
What are the original wedding songs?
The wedding march and things like that.
Ma, na, 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 na.
I think that's graduation.
Yeah, that's pop and circumstance.
Yeah.
What's the wedding song, yo?
Something like Here Comes the Bride.
Oh.
Something along those lines.
Na, na, na.
There it is.
What would you like more? Something from like Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Maybe. Maybe Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Cause every time we touch...
No, not that one.
Like, how about a Ump the Bump? Would you like Ump the Bump to play?
Elbows up, side to side. Elbows up and side to side.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of good options, but I like that. And...
It's the last one, Skyler.
Indoor is nice.
Like okay, the planet, the moon of Endor from the last Star Wars movie?
You figured it out, Jonathan.
Maybe more like Ender. I mispronounced it.
Ender?
Yeah.
So Ender from Ender's Game.
Yes.
Okay.
He could bring a small alien baby.
This is weird.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, right.
I wanted to point out that neither of you mentioned the woman of your dreams or...
Oh, well, that's implied.
Yeah, I know.
I just think the bear is more important.
You, Phil, and a bear shouting afterwards. Perfect. I think I would really like to... I don't know if I can... How do I describe it in five?
Sorry, Craig.
Yeah. Sorry. I would like it to be less dressy. I think there's a lot of pressure on clothes to be worn.
Casual.
People have to look great. Yeah, I'd like it much more casual.
Casual or business casual?
No, more like mullet casual. To where we
look...
I
think that's an option.
Yeah, we look really professional in the front, but if we ever turn around, we're wearing, like, jean shorts and flip-flops.
So wait, you're... You have bought... Nice clothes, like a tuxedo.
And
cut them in half, and you've sewed jean shorts and stupid clothing to the back of all of these things.
No, I would want it more casual. I have no idea what level of casual, but I do think it's too extreme.
Well,
because
let's clarify. Are mohawks allowed?
Yeah, mohawks would totally be okay.
Mohawks are allowed. Okay.
What about...
The casual.
What I'm wearing right now, just like a workout shirt and
sure.
Basketball shorts.
Because part of my feelings for weddings is they're taken too seriously, and a lot of the fun that could be had is lost.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I feel like a lot of the fun happens after the wedding.
Yeah, but I think it can still be something that's enjoyable for everyone during.
Well.
So,
maybe.
What else would I change? I would make sure that the cost is lower, because I think weddings are also way too expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree
and
with
if
that.
Any money was spent, I'm a little different on this than Skyler, but I would make sure it's more about the fun than it is about the flashy wedding. I'd rather just be, like, on a simple stage, say vows, kiss, and then go on. So shorter, just like Skylar said.
So no reception.
Well, what do you mean no reception?
Oh. I thought you were ending your wedding after the kiss. And then
No. I'm saying make the actual ceremony much shorter.
Gotcha.
Because all that matters to me are really the vows and then the kiss, pretty much. Those are the things.
I think it's special to have the person who's doing the wedding talk about you. Like, I think
because you picked Phil Brookman.
Well, I think, like, if you had Cleet do it, you would feel different.
I don't know.
I expect to be crying during my wedding, so shorter would be best.
You're going to be crying?
Oh, yes.
Skylar,
oh,
yeah. I've seen you cry one time in my life.
That's
no, twice.
It's going to be quite humiliating, because Catherine will be dry-faced over there, and I'll just be bawling like a freak.
When have you seen Skylar cry, Jonathan?
As one of your groomsmen, I assume. Am I one of your groomsmen? I forgot.
Craig or me?
What?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking Skylar. I forgot
if
I was one of the groomsmen. Okay.
Of course.
Are Craig and I allowed to laugh at you as you're crying behind you?
Oh, man. Without a doubt. Because
we're
going to
be on stage, so I need to know if it's okay.
Somebody needs to.
I actually think he'll want us to hug him from both sides.
That's not...
I bet he stops crying real quick and just
switches
to anger.
Do you want me... Do you know how, like, when some people do funerals and they can't get through what they're saying, they have someone come up and read what they're going to say? Do you want me to say your vows to Catherine for you?
Maybe we can just invent the male veil.
And then,
then no one would know.
Male veil. But, Jorge, I could go up and say your vows and kiss her for you.
More like a visor shield. Like a blaster shield from Star Wars. Yeah.
Skylar, you're telling me you'd rather wear a blaster shield than let Jonathan say your vows and kiss your fiance, soon to be wife?
Yes.
Weird.
Actually, also, it's called a blast shield.
A blast shield. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Am I supposed to see anything out of this blast shield?
Yeah.
I mean, so I didn't get to five, but a lot of Skylar and I's thoughts are very similar on the wedding, except for I would want lots of food. I'd like to have my wedding at China King.
Nice. Craig's ready to commit.
Think how classy that'd be.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You guys could do it in the parking lot, maybe.
Yeah, the parking lot has plenty of space. Oh, also, I'd want it smaller than most weddings. Because I think when you start inviting, like, coworkers and stuff... Too much.
Oh, I see.
Family, friends, and make sure the amount of friends is smaller. Like, an ideal wedding to me would be no more than 50 people.
Cool.
25 for each?
Yep.
Do you count Lily and Ruby in your wedding?
As people, yes, because they're people, Jonathan. The way you treat them, hopefully they're people.
They deserve the love as much as other people deserve the love.
Also, for my wedding, like, something I want in my wedding is for you to not be able to use them in your wedding. So.
That's not an option.
That is an option.
They will be flower girls for me, and they will be flower girls for you. And Skylar, unfortunately, already has some flower girls, but if he didn't, it would be...
Who are your flower girls?
Catherine has some.
Yeah. Catherine has some young girls picked up.
Are you talking about her?
Are you upset? Did you
want to
be a flower girl, Craig?
Yeah, I'm really upset he didn't even ask.
I think he was planning on flying his niece in to flower girl for me.
Charlotte was going to do it. Yeah, I could see that.
I think that if Lily and Ruby come to my wedding, I would like for them to be in larger hamster balls.
What was the name of that hamster that you had that you would just release in the house with a hamster ball?
That was Rosie. And she lived a hard life, but, you know...
But in the words of Skylar, she really knew how to soak it up.
Yeah. Do you think Cheddar or Rosie was happier in this life?
Probably Cheddar, because Cheddar is one of the happiest things I've ever known.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever said. For those of you who are listening, Cheddar was a cat. We called it the Handy Cat, Because it was, it had two broken legs that didn't work, and it was constantly having explosive diarrhea, and it just came by the house, and Skylar kind of fed it, but it was the stupidest.
Hey, we went through two litters of kittens together. I mean, that's pretty big deal.
Yeah. Cheddar.
And that cat ate so many things I've never seen a cat eat before.
Like what?
There were days when I just fed it like eggs or just leftovers when I was just like, go.
My vet told me bread, to feed her the eggs.
Yeah. Your vet did? Why?
Because she was sick and she wasn't able
raw
to keep
eggs.
Down. He said no. He said cooked eggs anyway, but not fried, and it's okay for dogs to have that.
Man, I bet that gas smelled
good
good
for their tummies. I didn't give them to her, but he said I should.
Oh, Jorge, that would have been an experience.
He gave me other options, and I did the other things. I just bought some canned dog food.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I would pick canned dog food before eggs anyway.
No, I would definitely pick eggs. That would have been exciting.
No, that's weird. Okay, well, on that note of what dogs eat when they're sick, we're going to end this episode 12. If you listen to this whole thing, please contact Jonathan. We actually have an award for you for most wasted time. So we'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.